Wednesday, April 23rd. The lesson from Acts chapter 3, verses 13 through 15 and 17 through 19. In those days, Peter, opening his mouth, said, "Ye men of Israel, and ye that fear God, hear. The God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom you indeed delivered up and denied before the face of Pilate, when he judged he should be released. But you denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. But the Author of life you killed, whom God hath raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And now, brethren, I know that you did it through ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Haydock Commentary. Who does not admire, in this second discourse of St. Peter, as well as in his first, the prudence and discretion with which he blames the Jews? He reproaches them, but with such mildness as not to offend them, and dispenses to them truths in proportion to their capacity to bear them. After the example of his Master and Savior, he sweetens the bitterness of the truth by furnishing them with an excuse. They sin through ignorance. The Gospel from John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. At that time, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself after this manner. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas, who was called Didymus, and Nathanael, who was of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith to them, "I go fishing." They say to him, "We also come with thee." And they went forth and entered into the ship, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said to them, "Children, have you any meat?" They answered him, "No." He saith to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. That disciple therefore whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Simon Peter, when he heard that it was the Lord, girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they came to land, they saw hot coals lying, and a fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith to them, "Bring hither of the fishes which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus saith to them, "Come and dine." And none of them who were at meat durst ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish in like manner. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. Haydock Commentary. How comes it that Peter, after his conversion, should return to his fishing, when Jesus Christ had said that he that sets his hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of heaven? The employments they applied to before their conversion without being guilty of sin, these they might without fault exercise after their conversion. Therefore Peter returned to his fishing. But St. Matthew never returned to his custom house, because when once converted, we never can be allowed to give ourselves to these employments which of themselves lead to sin. And there are many pursuits which can scarcely or not at all be followed without sin. So says St. Gregory. St. John Chrysostom says, "Here we may see the different characters of the two apostles, Peter and John. The former is more ardent, the latter more sublime, the first more vehement, the last more penetrating. For these reasons, John was the first to know Christ, Peter the first to hasten to him." The evangelist praises Peter and excuses the other apostles. All of them come to Christ. The former, leaving his boat, his companions, his nets, and prey, arrives more expeditiously. The latter, with the impediments of the boat and nets, etc., arrive also, but not so readily. This is a just figure of religious who leave all to go directly to God, and of those who remain in the world and have to navigate a treacherous element with imminent danger of shipwreck. They saw him with hot coals lying and a fish laid thereon and bread. The fish caught in the net were not yet drawn to land. These things, therefore, were created out of nothing or miraculously transported thither by the divine power. The net full of fishes was a figure of the great number to be converted by the labors of the apostles. It is likely that Christ appeared to them with a countenance different and brighter than before his death, yet they were presently so convinced it was Jesus that they were ashamed to ask or doubt of it. This appearance is here called the third time, either because it was the third different day, or because it was the third time that he had then appeared to a considerable number together. After this, he appeared to them frequently and conversed with them for 40 days till his ascension.